Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is an interesting question, because take the Pac-10, for instance, because there was a guy I was talking about yesterday that works at the restaurant where my wife and I get our Tex-Mex, and he has three Wiis, U of H, Michigan, and Washington.
He played there?
No, none of the three.
Okay, so see, you can't have a Wii unless you played there. Or, in your case with the Rockets, you worked for them.
Or born and raised like Packers.
No.
Yes.
You can't Wii the Packers, Joel. You never played
first of all,
for
I don't,
the Packers.
Oh, my God. You were born and raised.
It doesn't matter.
Nick, do you Wii Rockets, Texans, U of H?
Not on air, or I will kill him.
I don't do any Wiis on the air.
Murder. What about U of H? It, what about U of H?
No. Oh, did you go to U of H?
Yeah.
Absolutely, you can Wii.
Yeah, but I didn't play. I just graduated.
Doesn't matter. You went to that college. Therefore, it's a Wii. You spent your money at that college.
I went to Packers University. I've been to Lambeau. I've been to the Hall of Fame. I've been to practices. I've been on the field. I've been all that stuff. So there you have it.
Doesn't matter.
But that's my big pet peeve of people in this town, that we everything. We Texans, we Astros, we Rock. That's one thing.
Say us, right?
Why does, no, not even that. Not even that.
Why does it bother you that they do it, but you, it's okay for you to do it?
I don't. I say the Packers. I refer to them as the Packers. I don't. And if I do, please catch me, because I don't ever want to do that.
Rolling around, I think I heard both of y'all the other day using, well, you used a we and you used
now,
a us.
Now, if we're in the hallway talking casually, that's one thing. But okay. On the air, that's just in my book, that's a no-no. And there's several people in this market that I've had a conversation with about, because they believe it's okay.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If a fan wants to say we, I don't care.
I'm talking about
that's
people
fine.
That are on the air.
But yeah, guys like the three of us, people that are in supposedly objective in their thoughts and takes on sports, and you should be objective, so you shouldn't say we, because you're not part of the team.
Ben says there's no we for a team unless you work or played for them. Now, here's where it gets interesting, and I want to get you guys' perspective on this as well, because you clarified it, Barry. Nick went to U of H, so he can use we.
Yeah.
But I've got a lot of friends, much like yourself, but I think they go over the top with it. I got a buddy of mine, never touched his toes to a classroom at Texas A&M, but that's his Wii. And he goes nuts about his Wii, and he's passionate about the Aggs, but he went to some junior college for a while, and that was it.
You know, and I said last segment, I contradicted myself, because I started off saying it's not acceptable, and I said, I don't care if the fans say we, as long as we, you know, you, the three of us don't. But I don't mean that. It really bothers me even when fans say we, because they don't. I mean, if you went to the college, then you can say we. If you played for the team, and there are guys in this town, a Trap included, that played for the Texans. So when they talk about the Texans, if they say we, I give them a pass. Otherwise, I just think it's wrong.
We give Trap a hard time because he's got, what, five Wiis now?
Yeah, but that's fine because they're all legit.
Yeah, and he played for
them. They're
all
legit. But if Trap starts talking about Wii as in the Rockets, then no, you can't do that.
Yeah, my big thing is the people on the air, because, I mean, before I got into this position and I was just working for the Rockets and I would spin the dial, I would have legitimate conversations with guys on air in the market at different stations that, especially when they're hypercritical of, say, the Texans, but they start saying, you know, we've got to block better. And if we don't do this, then we don't do that. And that's why they got to, and it's, you're we, you're they. What is, to me, it's like, especially,
I mean,
if you're going to be critical.
They
is someone else, right? Yeah. But it's okay when you're blasting them to call them they, but then said, we got to block better and we got to do this, we got to do that. It's like, okay, you're contradicting yourself from that regard, but we just doesn't sound professional if you're going to talk on the topic in a broadcast medium like radio or television.
Yeah, and the fans doing it, like, even just on Facebook, like, you'll see somebody be like, oh, man, we should have beat these guys. We didn't block good enough. We didn't run the ball. I'm like, bro, you didn't run the ball at all.
Yeah.
Like, you.
Yeah. And I don't disagree with you, but I would agree that we should probably be harder on broadcasters than fans.
Because
it's kind of easy as a fan to say it. I mean, as a kid,
since we have a strong safety on the show.
It just sounds,
He's able to be harder on a lot of people because he is Quentin Demps in a broadcaster's position.
No,
I think if he got hit, he'd be Quentin Demps in a fetal position.
By the way,
a different story.
I was watching Quentin Demps play this weekend thinking, boy, I am nothing like that guy.
Well, at least the reality check settled in eventually.
I mean, like, I cough and pull a muscle. Like, I am nothing like
Quentin. That dude plays with a little reckless abandon when he's out on the field.
Other than the fact we're the same height and weight. That's where everything. All
but you weren't sure at first. You had to see him perform on TV for you to make that.
Yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like tape delayed and before he figured it out.
Well,
but,
you know, we have a lot.
Okay, so let me take that even another step further. Okay, So do you wear A&M gear?
You know, I.
That's okay. You could.
I'm so past jerseys though. I mean, every once in a while, I'll rock like an Astros shirt.
Like, what's acceptable?
But because it's not cool to be an Astros fan, so I do it just because.
I think it is.
No, it's not. And so, especially, you know, 2 years ago.
I agree with that. I see what you're saying.
Like, on game day, I would play the Astros theme song, and everyone would get so mad.
I didn't know they had a theme
song. Oh, it's amazing. You got to find it. I'll find it for you at the break. We'll play it. But, no, I don't. I'm past jerseys, though. I stopped wearing jerseys
in
my
20s. But not jerseys.
20s.
Okay, let me give you an example. I can wear all my Wisconsin gear, right? But Lisa went to UCLA. Mm-hmm. So Lisa occasionally, when she gets the UCLA catalog, will order me a hat or a shirt or a sweatshirt. And everybody's like, you can't wear UCLA because you didn't go there.
Now, that's silly. You can wear whatever you want.
Just, I was going to say, when we were kids, before we were old enough to go to a university, I wore all kinds of college gear.
Well, I remember growing up in high school, the big thing was the North Carolina colors. Huh. Like, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it was.
Like,
that MJ started all that.
Yeah, that was a cool thing to wear, just those colors. Even if it didn't say it, you wore it just because of the colors.
Right.
But, yeah, you had North Carolina stuff. But I just, even now, I'm okay if you got, like, a T-shirt or a sweatshirt or whatever. It's just, it's the jersey thing that I'm...
Nick and I
past.
Were talking about
but
a lot of guys. A lot of guys in the station still do it. Grown men,
but there's some. A lot of them. We have some young producers here.
Some and some not so much. Well, some in their late 20s that are still rocking jerseys. And I'm talking about. Look, I don't mind football jerseys, but when you're rocking the basketball tank tops, thank God you're rocking a T-shirt underneath for one. But yeah, I don't know. That might be going a little too far. Yeah. Tom, you want to get in on this? Tom, what do you got?
The jersey thing is a whole different issue. If you're a grown man, you should not be wearing another kid's jersey, in my opinion. Those are to be hung on your man cave. But this whole we talk, I'm going to put it to you this way. If I go to a Texans game and drop $500 for my family to go watch a game, I'm saying we, straight up.
I like it.
Because I live in Houston. That is my team, and it's not my team. I'm just saying. That would be my team. I'm saying we. That's
okay.
All. I'm a Bears fan. I don't live in Chicago. I don't say we. But if I was a Texans fan and I'm dropping damn near a grand at a game, I'm saying we.
Yeah, I mean, you've made a contribution, right?
I respect that. I don't necessarily. It doesn't mean I have to agree with it, but I respect that.
All right, Barry, what if I own the team?
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I got you here. What if I own the team?
What if you do?
I have ownership in the Packers.
Don't start that.
I have ownership in the Packers because you can get fans buy ownership.
Is it like a timeshare thing?
It is a publicly owned team.
It's the wackest thing. It's like, it's the biggest stunt ever.
It's actually a money, I will admit, it's a money grab for the organization, right? Because you get to buy ownership in the team. You don't, there is a stockholders meeting, which you're invited to, and you get absolutely zero
say.
You don't get to vote on anything, but you get to hear the president of the team speak and all stuff. They go to Lambeau, they do all these things. But you are an owner of the team. You are considered. You get a documented certificate that says you are an owner of the team. So there you go. That in itself should allow you to call them we. And again, I want you guys to catch me. I don't ever want to refer to them as we on the air, but off the air, I'm sure there are times that I refer to them like that because when talking with my friends and people that have part ownership.
So Packers fans can say we, but no other team, no other fans.
I'm not saying that either. I'm not going to go that far. I do agree with Barry, though, that on the air, people that are professionals paid to talk about sports should not use we when referring to teams. All right? Is that fair enough?
Fair. That's fair.
All right. Tyler, you're next. You're in Kingwood. You want to talk about this we thing and all the fandemonium? What's up?
What's up, guys? How are we doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing well. Yeah, man, I just wanted to touch on the we thing. We can go a step further and say, I mean, if you're a season ticket holder, you know, if I'm paying, you know, thousands of dollars, and actually the Texans, if you're, you know, a season ticket holder from the beginning, you own those seats. Those are your seats, you know. But also when it comes to jerseys, I mean, I'm 23 years old. Occasionally I'll rock a J.J. Watt jersey on game day, but it's coming off right after, you know.
I'm unfollowing you on Twitter. So I can't be seen with you on Twitter now.
My kids got the same jersey as me, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not a, you know, there's no way I'm, you know, I'm not wearing a basketball jersey. The only jersey acceptable to wear, in my opinion, if you're going on an Astros game, you know, the button downs, those jerseys are dope. I love those jerseys. But yeah, man, and just if I'm a big Texans fan, I'm spending all that money. I'm going to say I'm a big Longhorns fan. I went to Austin Community College, you know, like the Aggie fans that went to Blinn. So I don't say we. I'm a huge Longhorns fan, but I do not refer to them as we.
Okay.
My family is alumni, but myself, I've never put my money into that university's pocket.
I respect that.
So I feel like, you know.
Yeah, it's
right,
big.
But I am a big fan.
Tyler,
so
you bring up a good point, because with the season ticket issue, it's not just a season ticket issue. It's the fact that when the Texans came into an existence and those first season ticket holders, you had to buy, what do they call it?
Like
a PSL, right. So you actually invested in the organization too. It's crazy, but it's true.
It just drives me nuts to see guys arguing on Facebook talking about, well, we scored this much and we did this and we did that. Bro, you didn't do none of that. You didn't do none of that. That drives me insane, and I don't care. You can call up here. We can have every single person listening to this station right now call and give that same answer, and it's not going to change my mind. You didn't run the ball.
That's shocking to me. It's not going to change your mind.
You didn't run the ball.
Nick, that's mind-boggling.
You didn't block.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind them saying we, especially those two guys and the reasons that they gave.
Yeah,
I totally
let me just
mind.
Say this. They did watch enough film. They watched enough film to pick Brock Osweiler as their quarterback.
It's a very legitimate argument in making their case against how I'm wrong. I totally respect that.
Right.
I'm just not changing my mind.
Do I go AKA on that or AKA? Either way. Hang on, we're getting to you. We got a topic that might be a little bit of a hot button. You guys are starting to chime in, and that's good stuff. We are ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.